Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Welcome into Substation 2, but the brand spanking new plus the Legion Collegiate Academy. We're on the road today for the grand opening of Legion Collegiate Academy, and we're going to have a whole bunch of people assembled with us here. And I don't know what this room is, but it's a big one, and it's all part of their grand opening ceremonies. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor, Emporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, the man who gets out here, the man who's kind of been part of the service.
Exactly.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Gamboria Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to GamboriaAlert.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Your health care can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any health care need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
I'm Jim Clinton of Clinton Family Ford. Some dealerships offer the best price with no local service, and others give you service, but not the best price. At Clinton Family Ford, we'll give you both. Plus, we're your locally owned and operated dealership that's served our growing county for over three decades. Why not get the whole package? Get the best price and the best nice.
At Clinton Family Ford.
Manchester Village, Dave Lau Boulevard, and I-77 Rock Hill.
Welcome to
Moe's! Moe's Southwest Grill is open and ready to help you get your burrito fix. Visit our Manchester Village location for to-go orders or make your order through our free app. Take advantage of our Moe Monday special now every day. $5.99 for any burrito and chips. Moe's Southwest Grill in Manchester Village.
I'm Jeannie with Harbor Chase Riverwalk Assisted Living. Learn how we foster lasting relationships and support our residents. Set up a private tour today to explore our community. Celebrate senior living at Harbor Chase Riverwalk. 803-471-5120.
What's better than low? Zero. Especially when we're talking interest rates. Apply for a Family Trust credit card today and enjoy an introductory 0% APR for the first 12 months. What do we mean by 0% APR? Exactly that. Plus, we have no balance transfer fees, no annual fee, and no cash advance fee. At Family Trust, we know what you like. And who doesn't like 0% APR? Apply fast and easy on our mobile app or through our website. Call 803-367-4100 or visit FamilyTrust.org for complete terms and conditions. Membership is required.
Meet Joe.
Watch this.
Woohoo! Right now, he and his son are jumping on the bed, and his wife isn't happy about it.
Look out now.
Good thing they have a Badcock account, so they can get the credit they need to buy anything for their home. Because with Joe, you never know. Need new furniture?
Let Jeff Hart and his staff at Badcock Furniture on Liberty Street in York or Albright Road in Rock Hill take care of you.
Badcock and more makes it easy.
This is Joel Hamilton. At Schiller and Hamilton, our community is far more than home to us, which is why it pains us to see the effects COVID-19 has had locally. As fathers, we understand the steadfast obligation to keep our family safe. We extend that obligation to keep you and your family safe during this difficult time. If you have experienced a personal injury, let us show you how we can manage your case in our virtual consultation. Visit us at schillerhamilton.com. From our family to yours, stay strong.
This is Casey with Moe's Southwest Grill. Come out all day for Moe Monday. Get any burrito and all-you-can-eat chips and salsa for only $5.99. Moe's Southwest Grill, Manchester Village in Rock Hill, and Kensington Drive in Waxhaw.
Just like your home or car, your swimming pool represents a major investment, but all pools are not the same. Imperial Pool and Patio, your professional BioGuard authorized dealer, can customize a pool care program just for your pool. Bring in a water sample for expert analysis so you can keep the water clear and sparkling all season long. And when you stop by with questions, you can expect to walk away with a customized BioGuard pool care program tailored to meet all your needs. See Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or near the Waffle House in Lake Wally.
There once was a dad who set out on a great quest to find the perfect Coca-Cola flavors at his family's request. So he went into a convenience store and grabbed the Coke Cherry Vanilla, Coke Cherry, and more. At dinner, they sipped Coke flavors and rejoiced, for everyone made their own delicious choice. Coca-Cola flavors, unbelievably delicious.
With so many delicious Coca-Cola flavors and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar flavors options to choose from, you'll have to taste them all. Distributed by Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
In York County, turn to Alton Hyatt, the law firm of choice for three decades. When it comes to residential and land purchases, refinancing, home equity, and estate planning, call 328-1851. Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. Counsel with a name you know.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100. Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Legion Collegiate Academy. Thanks to Substation 2 for allowing us to go on the road. And the keynote speaker here for the ribbon cutting was none other than State Representative Gary Simrell. And I missed all of your luxurious remarks. What did you have to tell everybody?
Talked about the great things of Legion and how Legion fits into the fabric of the community of York County and Rock Hill. Go a couple exits up, Manning, and there's the groundbreaking of the Carolina Panthers and what that means to Rock Hill and York County. Come down to exit 75 and 73, and you see Legion Academy here, this beautiful building. But as I said in my remarks, my son is a senior here, and so Dr. Kennedy and Straight Heron have done a fantastic job at this school. I think if you talk to the faculty and the staff here, they are 100% committed to the students that are here. That's what's most important. But to give our students in York County more and more options when it comes to education is paramount, and that's exactly what Legion does by having a presence here. This was all done without taxpayer-funded resources. This was done through the Jobs and Economic Development Authority. So the financing of this beautiful building you see, taxpayer funds were not used. And so that's a great addition to York County as well.
You know, this whole concept of charter schools has been growing in South Carolina, but it was not something that was warmly embraced to begin with. What do you think the report card is so far on charter schools?
Well, I think it's been fantastic. You can take anything, no matter what it is, and always find a thorn among the roses. But the reality is that more options for students around South Carolina, around this nation, no two students just like snowflakes are alike. They don't all learn alike. And so the options that we have for parents, this is really a parent demand. You know, there are several ways things happen. One is a top-down approach. The other is a bottom-up approach, more organic. Charter schools were organic. They were pushed from parents' perspective, not leadership perspective. And that's the reason that you see success, is because the realizing of the piece of the puzzle that fits into that greater scheme of what makes education great, what makes the next generation of students great. Charter schools play an integral part of that, and I'm glad to see York County having embraced it.
And from what little I know about charter schools, they all seem to have a kind of a different way of operating in terms of achieving the final result.
Well, and the final result is what's most important, but the fact that you work around family schedules, student schedules, to make it happen. If you look at the pandemic and how it upended everything we talked about in education, the charter schools in many instances were already prepared for the onslaught of those changes. By having both virtual and a physical presence, they were able to adapt. Fortunately, now all of our schools, our brick and mortar schools, have done that, and so we're well on our way. But charter schools were at the forefront of that.
So where do we go from here in this whole issue of public education, which I know dominates the legislative session every year? We know that you got the salary increase back on the books for the new budget. As far as the charter schools are concerned, in terms of how they operate and how they're funded?
So for the basic student cost that we talk about, that BSC number, charter schools participate in that. They do not participate in tax revenue from the local government as far as your ad valorem, car tax, home tax, those kinds of things.
Right.
So it's done in a different way, but we have bolstered in our budget the dollars that go to charter schools to help them operate in South Carolina. Again, look at this particular school and know that this school was not paid for by use of taxpayer funds, but private equity funds. So those things make a difference for the ability to have a facility that looks like this, that is equipped like this, to be on board as quickly as possible. That public-private way of doing things is certainly a huge help.
Well, Gary, thank you for stopping in. I know you got a busy schedule, pal, and appreciate you being here to join us on this broadcast. Now,
thank you for coming.
Another man with the trademark green Leisure Collegiate tie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some. I got some green here. I got some green.
Yeah, you know, I love the flags. One day we're going to have those flags all the way around.
It's Dr. T.K. Kennedy. He's the guy who runs this place. Did you ever think this day would get here?
Wow. No, I did not. Oh.
You're right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, to think 18, 19 months ago, we were looking at a drawing of this facility, and to see it come into reality, it's beyond words. And especially when the first day when we open up, the sun was on one side and the moon was on the other. And you can see it at the same time. It was beautiful, both full. That was a sign.
Well, here you are. I use the adjectives plush but not overly ostentatious. I mean, I have not been able to tour the building yet, but it's... I like this. Somebody told me that this the circular thing in the air is supposed to be like a basketball rim. Is that what it's supposed to be like?
Yes.
And what do you know? We talk about sports. Who shows up?
That's
Straight
right.
Heron.
Stars and moon is
Mr.
lining
Sports.
Up.
Sports.
That's right.
Well, are you happy this day is here?
Sir?
I said, are you happy this day is finally
here? Oh, yes.
Here?
Finally. This is, but, you know, coming from where we were in the temp site and at one time being in an office building over on Ebenezer, once you get here, you can finally start seeing, you know, the bottom line for me, we can get some work done. You know, now we're getting ready to get the work done. So, it's great being here. And talking about this room, this room's going to be a great place during basketball games. We eventually like to have TVs up here so that you can be in the gym watching the game. You can come out here at the concession stand, and the games will be on TVs. You can sit down if you need to sit and eat and that kind of stuff. So I think it's just going to be a neat setup.
You know, I was thinking the other day, Straight, for somebody like you who's been in public education all your life, this was a kind of a leap of faith, was it not?
Yes.
To go from an established system to something that you really knew very little about.
Right.
Just a concept.
Yeah, and Mike D'Angelo, when he first came to me, the first time they ever came to me, I'll say it now, I used to not say this, but we were at South Point, and I was walking out to football practice, and Todd Helms and Mike D'Angelo were standing out on the field as I came out. I knew Todd, but I didn't know who Mike was. But, you know, it was time for football practice, and they wanted to talk. And I was like, look, nice to meet you. I don't even know what Pinnacle is, but I got to go to football practice. So we met right there. But then as things started developing, he came and talked to me. One of the things that was interesting that he told me, he said, now Straight, I'm going to just tell you, this will be the most difficult thing you've ever done in your professional career. And I was like, man, I've been in athletics my whole life. It can't be that hard. He was exactly right. This is the toughest thing that I've ever done. So it was a leap of faith, but I knew I had, you know, Dr. Kennedy was going to be with me, and I knew the people that he would bring on board. Plus, I got to bring Bobby Carroll with me. I got to bring Jimmy Wallace with me. Got a great staff, and you can't do these kind of things without a great staff. So we're all still learning. It's definitely a challenge, but it makes you get up every morning. It gets you fired up and ready to go to work.
So from his boss's perspective, when you hear him say it's the most difficult thing he's had to do, what is it that makes it difficult? Just because of the whole different system of learning and doing the athletic schedule as well?
Yeah, definitely, you know, transitioning without facilities, you know, to have a football season or a basketball season or volleyball without a practice facility is out of the ordinary. But, you know, what we discovered was when you have parents and students who believe in what you're selling and they're committed to what we're doing and committed to our coaches like Coach Heron and our faculty and staff, everything is just going to take a little time.
You know, Gary Simrell, State Representative Simrell, just said you got two ways of getting things done, either the top down from the top down or from the bottom up.
Yep.
This is a bottom up.
Bottom up.
Definitely. This is where the grassroots, which was the parents, said we just want to do something that's different from the way it's been done.
Yeah. Prime example, when we open up in September, 3 months later, pandemic hit us. Okay?
Yeah.
in a temp site, in the middle of trying to start a football program, other programs. But we weathered through it because of the grassroots, because the foundation is so strong. The foundation is so strong, and it just weathered it all. And it's only going to be some good things to come.
You know, that's a very interesting point. We all went through the pandemic, but here you are, brand new business.
Brand new.
Trying to get underway. You're trying to develop a student body. They're not going to be in this to start with. They're going to be in a shell of this. And then kaboom, here comes the pandemic.
No fields. No
fields.
And you're trying to, you know, and thank goodness for the city of Rock Hill. They've just been
open arms, help us as much as possible, and without them, it would have been nearly impossible. So, you know, it's just been it's a challenge, but it's a great way to grow, because hopefully in 2 to 3 years from now we can look back and go, man, look at where we came from, where we are now, and we have a huge vision for the school, and I think we've got a great opportunity to make it happen.
Well, I would imagine, Dr. Kennedy, that now that you've got a building that people can come into and go to class and get their education, that this is going to be an easier sell getting people to come over here, would you not?
I absolutely agree with that. You know, it's hard to sell a drawing on a piece of board than bringing them in here, and they can really get the feel of the culture when they walk around in the building, especially during the school day, and they see the kids, they see it in the eyes, and they see them transitioning, and it's incredible for something to see, and this makes it real.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know it's not been an easy road, but you're here. You made it.
Thank you,
sir. Good for you.
Appreciate you. A lot of help and a lot of support and a lot of partners.
All right, we're gonna roll some other people in here. Straight,
yes, sir.
Always good to see you.
You too, man.
Thanks for being here.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, pal. All right. This is just sit down here, Jack, and properly introduce the man. Have a seat down here, Mr. Mike. Long time no see. Have a seat. There you go. Cuddle up this microphone a little bit. All right, Jack, I want you to formally introduce the guests here.
All right. We have Mike D'Angelo, the CEO and president of Pinnacle Charter Academies. And Mike is the person who came up with this concept for this model of school. And we're very, very honored to have him here today, because without Mike and the Pinnacle Group, Legion Collegiate Academy would not exist.
So, give me a little bit of background of Pinnacle. You're the ones who pretty much came up with this concept of the charter schools that you're operating.
Yes, I was in public education for about 35 years, and then I switched over to the charter school movement because basically I just wanted to try to do something that I could not do in a traditional high school, and that was to have a format that looks like a college, is a college, and students then grow up in that setting.
So you just sat down with a pencil and a paper one day and said, you know what, here's how I think it should be done. Let's see if anybody agrees with me.
It's kind of like that. What I did is I went back to my college days, and I played at Northern Illinois University, and the college coaches would not allow you to take a class after 1 o'clock in the afternoon because you had to go to practice. So we had to jam all of our classes in the morning, and that's how I kind of came up with this process, is splitting the day in half, and athletes can either practice in the morning or the afternoon, and then they can be home and with their families at night.
So how do you cram in to a half day of education what normally took, whatever, a couple hours more during the day in a conventional school? How do you do that?
Well, we don't focus on anything but the cores at the 9th and 10th grade level. So it's math, English, science, and social studies. Each student has 2 online classes, and one of them is a career development class, and the other one can be whatever their choice that they want to be. So we'll schedule the classes in the morning, math, English, science, and social studies, and then those same classes in the afternoon, and you can have 2 different sets of students taking those classes. And it effectively creates a very efficient model, because you only need half the HR component and half of the facilities component. This building is built for about 350 kids, but we're able to house 700 kids. So we can pay half for what the facility value is.
And speaking of facility, I'm not sure how you got this up as quickly as you did. Is this a special kind of construction that you used here to... I mean, this came out of the ground pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did, and I can't get into the details of how they did it, because I'm not a contractor or anything. But Jack kind of started this whole project for us, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and was our project coordinator, and he's the one that got the building actually kind of on the rise.
All right, so I ask you the same question: how'd you do it?
Well, our architect, Paul Mussman, out of Greenville, South Carolina, he has a system to where a lot of this was not stick built or brick built. It was formed
modular,
so to speak. But I came out during the construction process, and to see this building put together, it's kind of like watching an erector set going up. And these walls and so forth were formed ahead of time, and they were laying flat, and then they brought in these huge cranes and so forth. They lifted the walls up and put them into sections and then put them together. And they already had the concrete pad formed. So it was really amazing to see how quickly it came together, because for a long time all you saw was concrete flooring. And then you came out another week later, and those walls and so forth that were laying on the ground were raised up, and everything was in place. Then the windows went in, and all the finishing touches were done. So that's, I think, the reason it went so quickly is because it's formed a lot ahead of time.
Amazing.
It is.
It is amazing. And you've got this beautiful piece of dirt out here. I don't know how many acres you got here, but you got plenty of land.
It's about 83 acres.
83 acres. It's right across from Nichols Store. And soon that entrance will be paved, no?
No. We wanted that to be our primary entrance.
Uh-huh.
But the South Carolina School Facilities and the Highway Department would not let us use that because of the right turn lane requirement. So we had to come in off Long Meadow Road, which was going to be our back entrance, our escape valve, so to speak, for events. So that became our main entrance. And we're not using that. A lot of people think that that is our main entrance, and they're waiting for a road to go in, but there will never be a road there.
Just going to stay graded the way it is.
It'll be grass.
Grass. It'll look like a great big place to sled with
the
beginning
snow. It's a nice place to hit golf balls.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Reminder that you're listening to Straight Talk live from the Legion Collegiate Academy on their grand opening day out here on Highway 901 across from Nichols Store. And we'll continue our broadcast, which is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your neighborhood technology expert. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Thanks to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for allowing us to go on the road. Slice, 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 garden, 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 the way they do it there. We'll be back right after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Comporium Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to ComporiumAlert.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Your health care can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any healthcare need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41066.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Legion Collegiate Academy, their grand opening day. And with us, the keynote speaker, well, you're the keynote speaker. She was the lady who headed up everything, Stephanie Burton, who was the board chair. And needless to say, you looked a bit excited out there today. How are you?
I'm great. This was really an exciting time. We've been waiting for years for this to happen. We've worked tirelessly to make this happen. So to see it all get pulled together with such excitement, so many in attendance, and on a beautiful clear blue sky day, couldn't have been better.
How long have you personally been working on this?
I personally have been working on this. I think I am in year 5 or 6 at this point, from the time it was just a thought. So I have been in it since before we even had our charter.
So what got you started? What were you looking for?
So I was asked to join the committee by Jack Frost, who I had known for many, many years. I was a former collegiate athlete. Jack knows my commitment to academic excellence, and so asked me to really just serve to fill some of the gaps was sort of the intention on the athletic piece and the academic piece as it related to college athletics at the higher level. And the more I got involved with Legion, the more passionate I have become and just absolutely love this opportunity for York County. It's a unique model. I've coached in high school athletics in York County as well. And we're lucky here to have so many great schools and choices, but this is just a different exceptional model where our kids are home for the most part by dinner time. They are pushed to be the best that they can be, both academically and athletically. We are student athletes, but students first.
Would you like to formally introduce this guy over here?
I would love for you to.
I want you to.
I
want you to.
Sitting next to me is Todd Helms. Todd is works for Pinnacle Charter Schools, our EMO. Todd serves in a variety of ways, but his official title is Director of New School Development and Athletics.
Yeah. So that's why you're here, huh?
That's why I'm here. And if you ask me, when I started, the very first phone call I ever got was over 6 years ago, and it was two guys. She mentioned Anthony Hutchinson, who I'd like to mention, who just passed away recently from pancreatic cancer, and I hate he couldn't be here today. But the two guys I met at Buffalo Wild Wings was Tyson Waterman and Anthony Hutchinson, and they said, we want you to bring this model to York County. And they knew about Gray Collegiate in Columbia. We were just starting Oceanside in Mount Pleasant, you know, at the time. And that's how the very beginning, actually me and Tracy, I think, had lunch with them. And here we are over six years later, and it's come to fruition. So
so all three of the schools operated by Pinnacle.
Correct.
Kind of operate the same way as Legion is here.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is you got split shifts and academics in the morning or athletics, please, vice versa.
Either or. We're all of our schools are both elite academic schools and elite academic schools as well as athletics. So, for example, all of our schools' last state report card, Legion was too young to get that rating, but the Department of Education rated all of our schools excellent, which is high as you can be academically. But they're both. So they're excellent academically and elite athletically is what we're shooting for in all of our schools.
All right, Stephanie, go ahead.
But our schedule is unique in that this building, for instance, is built for a capacity of 700 students. 50% of our students attend school in the morning hours, and then they practice their athletic endeavors in the afternoon. The other 50% practice athletics in the morning and attend classes in the afternoon. Again, so everybody's home by dinner.
All right, so right now you have, 300-plus students here?
Approaching 400 right now. We expect to open in the fall pushing 500, so it won't be long before we're at capacity and with a waiting list, perhaps.
Correct.
Nice problem to have, right?
No, absolutely.
It's a blessing and a curse because we want everybody to be able to have the opportunity to come if they would like to.
So with the growth that we're experiencing here in York County, which is off the charts in terms of population, Does that mean that there could be a possible another rendition of this somewhere at some time?
You know, we've got a group that's talking to us in Myrtle Beach, so I don't know that we'd have another school here in York County. We certainly want to fill this one up first, but we're talking to a group in Myrtle Beach about the same kind of model. We've had a group in Bluffton Hilton Head, which is also a kind of a booming, growing area, talk to us. But right now we're focusing on Legion and filling this school up and growing this school.
All right. Stephanie, one last question. What is it that you want people to know about Legion Collegiate Academy?
Wow, that's a tough one. I want people to know that this is an incredibly, not only incredibly special place, but it's an amazing opportunity where the fit is right for their students. If you are a high academic, high athletic student, this is the perfect place for you.
Stephanie, thank you. Todd, thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thank you, Jack Ross. Thank you, everybody who put all this together. And congratulations to Legion Collegiate Academy on your grand opening. Right out here on, what's this, Long Meadow Road? Is that what this is? Long Meadow Road. Can't miss it. Right off of Highway 9. Yeah, all right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right at your favorite place, Substation 2. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.